Welcome to another episode of the Life Mastery mini-series, where we talk about the science of happiness and success. So why bother with this course? Because I'm going to teach you how to become better at relationships, how to embrace happiness, and how to avoid unnecessary conflict. I'll teach you how to become more energetic, develop better coping skills. But most of all, I'm going to teach you how to be better at being you. So in simple terms, happiness and success depend on three key performance domains. Number one, management of yourself. Number two, management of others or relationships. And number three, management of situations or problem solving. In other words, positive outcomes in life depend entirely on your management skills. Given the centrality of management ability to well-being, isn't it a pity that people spend so little time learning and applying management science? Scientific research has demonstrated that performance improves significantly with specialized skills training. So isn't it ironic that people are not taught easy evidence-based management skills that will determine whether they are happy and successful? We don't teach our children or adults how to manage themselves and their relationships at school or university, yet these are the most important skills. I plan to fix this by teaching you simple skills that are easy to apply. Everything becomes easy when someone shows you how to do it. And once you have the skill and knowledge, you will feel in control. You will become less stressed and you will manage better. So management skills help you manage your life better. And many modern day people feel exhausted that their lives are in chaos. I want to help you with this. Most of us wish that we could go back in time and teach ourselves what we have learned the hard way. Unfortunately, I know that a time machine is not going to be invented, so I'll never be able to go back and tell my younger self good stock picks or the lottery numbers, because if this was going to happen, it would have happened already. But I can pass on what I've learned over the last two decades to you. But who am I and why listen to me? So I was born with attention deficit hyperactivity and I could not concentrate in class. And despite this and feeling locked out throughout my school and university days, I've completed two medical specialties. I'm the head of a large public hospital department. I'm a hospital director, a multi-award-winning medical leader, and I've founded and run a number of successful businesses. I'm also a successful author. I've been married for two decades and have four children. And I really want to pass on what I've learned to you. The simplest lesson I can give you is that I've achieved much of this by getting along with other people. So my course will focus on how you achieve that and how to avoid and manage conflict, which is the most expensive, unpredictable, exhausting, and dangerous strategy, hence better avoided. The Harvard study of adult development is the longest running study on human happiness, having begun in 1938. Unsurprisingly, one of its major findings is that happiness is strongly associated with the strength of close relationships with spouses, families, and friends. This is supported by a large body of research that points to the fact that building successful relationships, especially a marriage, is the key to a good life. Once we understand this, does it not seem odd that we give so little direct teaching to human beings about the most important knowledge and skills that they require to be happy and successful, which is all about managing relationships? It doesn't matter how rich or famous someone is, the breakdown of a major relationship or conflict with a spouse or a divorce is enough to cause emotional stress and distress. It does not require a world war or worldwide economic depression to wreck someone's life, just the deterioration of an important relationship. Beyond this, our daily human interactions are the biggest determinant of our mood and existential happiness. When we get along well with people and create positive interactions, we feel good about ourselves. We enjoy other people and they enjoy us. We experience a positive life. Fortunately, there is an easy science to life management, because the discovery that happier employees are more productive has led to corporations plowing billions of dollars into researching what makes people happy in the workplace. Businesses are organizations composed of individuals, and entities that interact with a common goal. That's no different to your life and relationships. If you learn the theory of personnel management and apply the same principles to your life, you will foster a happier, more productive self and better relationships. You can upskill to win friends and influence people. Good relationships depend on your behavior and attitude, so I will guide you to become the kind of person who can be happy and successful. So let's get into the first simple rule. It's called be the manager. Before I can teach you any management theory, you must commit to being the manager of your life. You are a born leader, born to lead your own life, but leading requires taking responsibility. Any problem that bothers you belongs to you. You must take control of your destiny to give yourself the best chance of achieving your desired outcomes. The person in the best strategic position to make your life better is you. Any problem in your life belongs to you. You are the best person to solve it because you understand your situation better than anyone and you care the most about the outcome. If you hold your breath waiting for luck to go your way or for someone else to come and help, you'll probably die of hypoxia before any of your problems improve. And if someone does come to help, they will usually act in their own interests, not yours. People who wallow in misery and anger must live with a miserable, angry person because nobody can escape their own company. You only get one life. Now, what are you going to do to make your life better? Actions have direct consequences. And until we take ownership of that, we'll feel out of control. Now, how are you going to develop strategies to make your life better? Taking moral responsibility is necessary to be a good person. You are responsible for your actions and their consequences. You can't hold yourself to account morally unless you accept management of your own behavior. If something goes wrong, something isn't working, you hurt someone's feelings, take responsibility, apologize, learn from your mistakes. Now start moving forward again. So many people have unhappy lives because they don't do this. They get stuck making the same mistakes over and over again. They don't challenge their own behaviors and decisions, and they kill relationships by refusing to accept responsibility for their part in what is going wrong. You can only fix problems if you make the right diagnosis and direct treatment towards solution and alleviating suffering. Blame can't fix problems, but it also alienates other people who might help you. Life is about recruiting allies. If you are having problems, you need to recruit allies, not alienate your partners and create enemies and obstacles. Being the manager of your life requires good system management. When something is going wrong, it is due to you. A bad system in your life that's not working, or a cultural issue in a relationship that's going the wrong way. Now that you've analyzed what's going wrong, you can engage with other stakeholders in meaningful dialogue to fix problems and make everyone's lives better, especially yours. Just remember that conflict is bad for everyone, including you. It doesn't matter who is at fault. It burns relationships, energy, resources, and it seldom produces a winner. Even if it isn't your fault, you can decide to kill a toxic interaction or to engage meaningfully to improve outcomes. People tend to externalize relationship success, but others respond to how we interact with them. So we contribute at least 50% to how people respond to us. Basic physics dictates that for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction, and that is the same for our personal lives. We can't control other people, but we can control our attitudes and behaviors. If you treat others with kindness, compassion, and respect, you will reap the rewards. Take ownership of your life. What can you do differently to get a better result with other people and your outcomes? For problem solving, if you manage yourself and others better, you will create fewer problems. The best fight is one that you never have to have. Relationships are the foundation of human happiness. People who bring positive energy to their interactions enjoy being around other people, and the feeling is mutual. Their happiness is self-fulfilling because they seldom need to fight other people to get what they want. They get along with others and they get constant affirmation from positive human interactions. So their lives are filled with affection and positive relationships, which makes them even happier and they treat people even better. Most people make the mistake of believing that happiness is a product of circumstances. But the real major factors usually are attitude and expectations. Therefore, managing realistic expectations and cultivating a positive attitude is the path to true existential happiness. So how does this work? People who have a sunny disposition, a good attitude, are generally cheerful come what may. They celebrate the positives in life. There is always something to find interesting and enjoyable in most situations. Therefore, their life experience is positive and happy. Expectations are the mother of all emotional outcomes. How does this work? Well, if you go to work and you expect to have an easy day, but your day is the same as every other day, you get depressed because you were expecting something so much better. If you build a house and you pay $500,000 for it and the builder gives you a $250,000 house, you will be really upset and disappointed. But if you paid $200,000, you will be very happy. You know, if Djokovic loses in the Wimbledon final, he's devastated. But if you lost in the Wimbledon final, you'd probably be pretty happy. So you can see that expectation drives all of our emotional outcomes. And it's the same in relationships. People always say, I expected so much more of so-and-so. Whereas if you don't get along with someone, you have low expectations, so they're less likely to disappoint you. Most importantly, good management will put you back in control of your life. If you cannot manage your life, you will experience a loss of control, which will cause anxiety and panic, which is exhausting. The more competent a manager you become, the more you will embrace this role. The greater your skills, the greater your control, the lower your stress and anxiety, and the more you will manage with calm authority. If you don't try to fix your own problems and improve your life, who will suffer the most? If someone is causing you stress or pain, it is worth attempting to achieve a better outcome. If you can get back on top of things, others will give you more responsibility and respect, which will increase your personal sphere of control. You are taking over management. So instead of seeing problems, you are going to look at every situation and ask yourself, what can I do to improve the situation? How can I make this work better? Good management requires performance appraisal. So make sure you meet with yourself regularly to chat about what is going right and wrong in your life. Run diagnostics. Commit to manage better. The only difference between running your life and ruining it is what you do with the I. So be the manager, become a master of your destiny, not a victim of circumstances. By definition, if you're managing, you're in control of the problems, not the other way around. Now that you've made the commitment to be the manager, to make your life better, watch the rest of my series to see how you can achieve this. If you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to follow me and share it with your friends. And join me for the next episode of the Life Mastery mini-series. Please note that the views and opinions on this show are my own and do not reflect those of my colleagues or employers.